You bailed it. Once, is that what you wanted, bail it? Of course, yeah, they do other things, too. They stack it. I mean, lots of people, if you've got hay that's been wet and it isn't going to be worth much, you won't put your money in to pay for the baling. So you stack it, mm-hmm, and then put a fence around it, and then later in the winter you open the fence and let the cows eat it. If you've got some good grain, you bale it and store it in the barn. You've got to be careful about it catching a fire, because we had one barn to burn. You know, hay will catch fire.
I didn't know that.
Hay, if it's cut too green, will do something. There's something that's in it. And it will, unless you can't stack your bales, this bale on a bale on a bale on a bale continually. You've got to leave your air spaces so it'll dry out.
Well, I suppose you are going to stack some. How do you shape it? What does it look like when you do that?
You can shape it lots. You can just stack it on top of each other, just any way you want to, but you've got to leave some air spaces in it. You'd stack it just like you would dominoes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you ever make the traditional hay stacks around here? Or it would be like this?
You mean with the bales?
Well, or before you baled it, maybe.
Well, that was what I was talking about. If you've got grass that's not too good and it's rained on, you stack it around a pole, or sometimes they use a pole, or they just begin with a stack and stack it up. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's how you keep it.
Mm-hmm. And then put a covering on it of real poor grass on top to protect it to some degree.
And then let your cows in as they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't mention horses. Did you all have horses?
Well, you have mules to work your fields, and once in a while people would have horses. Now they have good horses here.
Well, where would they keep their horses?
In the barn, in the stable.
You had milk cows, I guess.
Yes.
Did you have your own milk? Was there any special place that you would use for milking?
No, you just milked them anywhere you'd find them. Sometimes you milked them outside. Sometimes you milked them in the stable. Sometimes you milked them in the hallway. Didn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about, now you mentioned you had an open stock law, and if the hogs could just run wild,
mm-hmm,
if people did keep them up there to fatten them on corn,
mm-hmm,
what would they put them in?
A pen.
Yeah, did you have any special name for the... Well, I don't know. You may have done this. Did you ever feed them kitchen scraps or table scraps if you had them up to fatten them?
Slop them.
And what would you carry the stuff out in?
A pail.
You know, you call it a...
You just call it a pail. You never call it the slop bucket. Well, you might have called it the slop bucket.
Or is it a pail?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there wasn't much cotton around here, or was there? You mentioned row cropping, though. There was some cotton.
Yes, we did have quite a bit of cotton. We used to have two cotton gins here in Salem.
And it was World War II that made the difference in these crops.
Yes, people begun to learn that they could make more money with cattle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't have any excess cattle.
Mm-hmm.
They had what they could use, and... where we used to have to take our cattle to St. Louis to settle them. We didn't have any local markets. Oh, well, if you wanted a good price, you took them to St. Louis. Finally, they got a market at West Plains, and now you've got a market everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you have to do to keep the undesirable grass and stuff out of the cotton rows?
You had to chop it.
Mm-hmm. And... what did you call that undesirable grass?
You mean Johnson grass?
Is that what it was?
Well, there's Johnson grass or just weeds.
Mm-hmm.